41.
I'm doing with that, David.
Trying to show the sunshine and the green.
It being 6 o'clock, we would like to call the March 15, 2022 County Board Meeting to order. We'll have a moment of silent meditation, a pledge of allegiance. Supervisor Wilson, please.
You're able to stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notice of the meeting, Kirk Olson, please.
I have given timely notice to members of this board, to the public, to the news media which have requested notice, and to the official newspaper as required by Section 19.84 of the Wisconsin statutes.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Jerry Smith.
Present.
Linda Featherly.
Here.
Mark Radzek.
Here.
Sandy Johnson.
Here.
Tom Mackey.
Here.
Brian Bosberg.
Here.
Bob Olsgard.
Here.
Tim Kessler.
Here.
Keith Trembath.
Here.
Hank Graber.
Here.
David Wilson.
Here.
Christina Masterjohn.
Here.
David Hessig.
Here.
Paul Johnson.
Here.
Jocelyn Ford.
Here.
Bob Ryder is excused. Stephen Sather.
Present.
Stephen Smith.
Here.
Clint Staria.
Here.
Richard Klein.
Here.
Hadley Lindstrom. Miranda Schroeder.
Here.
And Sadie Daniels, nope, okay. 18 board members present, two youth present.
Okay, approval of the February 15, 2022 County Board proceedings.
So I make a motion to approve?
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to approve. Any questions, comments, discussions on the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Concerned citizens. I see nobody wishes to address the board, so we will move on. Presentation of certificates to the youth representatives. I have some certificates to pass out. I would like to do that at this time. No, Miranda's here.
Miranda's here.
Hadley's not. Thank you for your interest and service to the Washington County Board.
Thank you.
I get my exercise this way. Miranda, thank you very much for your service.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
That's called circling the wagon.
Approval of the new Health and Human Services Director appointment. At this time, Mr. Wilson, would you like to introduce our new person?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd be glad to. Marie Schrenkel has been a Washburn County resident since 2004. She graduated from the University of River Falls in 2003 with a Bachelor's of Science in Sociology and a minor in Anthropology. She received her social work certification in 2018. Marie's entire career has been in the human services field, including direct care, case management, and program coordination. For For 13 years, she worked with youth experiencing mental health challenges in an assessment and treatment program setting. This offered her the opportunity to work closely with social workers, clinicians, neuropsychologists, and psychiatrists. Marie continues to have a passion for working with youth. In 2016, Marie moved to Washburn County Health and Human Services as the mental health AODA social worker. Since then, she has had the role of the mental health AODA coordinator and most recently, the deputy director for the department. Marie has assisted with development and growth of new programming within the department, including CCS program, restructuring emergency services, the crisis line, and prevention programming. Marie is looking forward to the opportunity to continue to lead the department in all areas and support the health of the community of Washburn County. Outside of her work life, Marie enjoys time with her kids, watching their sports events, being out on the lake with her family, and enjoying the outdoors in all seasons. And Mr. Chair, I would be happy to make a motion to accept Marie as the person to be selected for your appointment to the board.
I will second that motion.
I've got a motion to make. I have a motion and a second to appoint Marie as the head of Health and Human Services. Questions, comments? Marie, would you like to say any words to us?
Can you hear me?
I just appreciate the opportunity. I have very much enjoyed my time. I've been almost 6 years at Washburn County Health and Human Services, and starting here at the social work level, having the opportunity to work in a managerial position and then a deputy director. So I very much appreciate the opportunity and I'm excited to be here for many years to come with the event plan. So thank you.
With that, all in favor of the said motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Marie?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Going on to consent agenda. Item C under consent agenda is removed from tonight's consideration. There's some more work that has to be done with it. And before we bring it to this board, we want to make sure all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted. So that will be pulled for tonight. With that, we do have items A, B, and D.
Mr. Chair, I would move to accept the consent agenda item for A, B, and D.
Do I have a second by Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that D be removed for discussion.
Okay. Are you seconding the motion to do the other ones?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Items A and B are up for discussion. I have a motion to approve items A and B. With that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item D, resolution opposing the 2021 Senate Bill 829 relating to the distribution of proceeds from the sale of tax delinquent property. What is your question, Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I looked at the bill, I looked at the resolution, and the only thing I can see that is happening by this resolution is the fact that the property owners currently have the opportunity to recover their assets or the equity over and above the sale if they choose to do so. And what's happening by the new bill is it gives the property owner the right to have that done automatically without making that request. So currently, if they make the request, all the fees are paid once the county does make the sale and the equity would be returned to the property owner. My statement would be, why is this wrong for that to happen and why do we feel the need not to give it back to the property owner?
We have the expert on property taxes here in the room with us tonight. Try the other one.
So I guess, is this one on?
Yeah.
The main problem we see with the bill is that currently former owners have 60 days to put in a request. This does make it automatic, however, it lengthens it out for 5 years. So basically, the county is charged, that's the language in the bill, with locating the prior owner to distribute proceeds, and we have a 5-year window. So I don't know the legal definition of charged with, what that entails, but the process would be, we basically have to hold the funds in trust for 5 years. And that just, that's our biggest complaint with it. Some of the other issues that we have as a, this is coming from the Washburn, or the Wisconsin County Treasurers Association. A lot of times, we're also looking at lien holders, judgment holders, and mortgage holders, as far as them getting proceeds paid out to them. That's also going to be a difficult process for the county, because we have satisfactions that aren't filed, there could be erroneous payments. So that's our concern as county treasurers.
May I ask a question? If the person currently within those 60-day windows makes that request, that whole scenario automatically kicks in, correct?
Yes, it's a little bit different than our current statutes. There's a formula so that we can withhold our costs, and then there's an additional portion that's deducted from what the proceeds are before that payment's made out to the current owner, and it also has to be a primary residence of theirs. So a late property or a vacant property that's taken for tax deed, those owners are not eligible for any proceeds.
So the scenario I'm thinking about would be this. Somebody has a piece of property that's worth $200,000. They're living on there, they have a mortgage. They fall behind on their taxes. They might have a mortgage of only $40,000. And we're going to take that property because they might be $10,000 behind in taxes. They still have $150,000 in equity in that property. So I'm thinking, is it wrong for us as the government to be taking that, and what should we be doing more to try to return it? And maybe what you're talking about is not that much for us to ask what to do.
So the scenario that you are talking about rarely happens, because those owners typically aren't going to lose their property if they owe $10,000 in taxes. They're going to, and we contact them. We are constantly trying to reach out to them to let them know what the process is, and we steer them towards, you know, potential ways to get the taxes paid. Typically, when we do take tax deed properties, it's very not usually valuable property. So in your scenario, if there's a mortgage involved, the mortgage holder doesn't want to lose their interest in the property, because under current law, they also lose interest and they're not eligible for any proceeds paid out. So you have very interested parties in that scenario. Most of the tax deed that's taken in Washburn County, like I said, is vacant property, not very valuable. Owners have passed away, there's no family involved. So it'd be very difficult to locate those property owners. But again, that could definitely happen, and I think that's a concern with the current legislation, why this is being looked at. It's not that, as the County Treasurers Association, that we're against sharing proceeds. It's just the way the legislation is written in the 5-year timeline, and putting all that burden on the county to locate and get the proceeds paid out. We feel like there's some responsibility of owning property, and also the responsibility of banks and other interested parties to go through their process, instead of making it all on county to handle the payouts.
Thank you, Mr. Jurad. Just want to rebut a little bit out of the... We want to get this on the floor for...
Get it on the floor.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to put this onto the floor for further discussion.
I second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to put the on the floor for discussion. Mr. Olson, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Some of the discussion that revolved around the executive committee leading up to this resolution being before the board, and I maybe took a simplistic approach to it, but there appears to be a fiscal reward for individuals who choose not to pay their taxes. And that's on the third year, correct? So 3 years, they say, hey, pay your taxes, being continually reached out by our treasurer's office. Should they reap the fiscal rewards of this legislation after multiple attempts to do what everybody else in this room has to do as well?
Mr. Steve Schmidt.
Thank you. I know the counties association is against this, opposed to this legislation. But I heard a word that raised the tripwire in my mind. Charged. 5 years. And it's the duty, it would make the duty of the county treasurer and the rest of the county to find the owner of the property and give them the excess proceeds from the tax sale after all costs are recovered. And we can't do that. I mean, for whatever reason, well, we have this money hanging here that we're not entitled to. Does that mean that goes to the state as abandoned property, unclaimed, and it sits in the state coffers? Where now the state does not get to do that? And I think it's a backwards way of getting more money funneled into state coffers. Thank you.
Ms. Beverly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These are people that habitually are at that threshold with their properties. Generally, that's how this plays out in the Public Property Committee. And I know from past experience that Nicole goes over and above to contact people. She contacts us as board members to help locate some of these people. She does her due diligence trying to contact these people, and she should not be held more accountable because they need to reap the funds that they never paid to begin with. So, thank you.
Anybody else? Sandy?
Town treasurers also look into if the place is occupied and so on and so forth. So there's plenty of opportunity. I was just talking to a gentleman, and you know, a lot of people do the three-year tax thing, and they'll pay the fairness back. Happens a lot. So, thank you.
Anybody else that wishes to comment? I've got a motion and a second to accept item D. There's no other discussion. All those in favor signify.
I would like a roll call vote, please.
Okay, roll call vote has been requested. We'll start with Mr. Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Mark Radzek.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Brian Bosberg.
Yes.
Bob Wolfsgarden.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Keith Trembath.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
David Hessig.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
No.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Stephen Sather.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Bridger Klein.
Yes.
Miranda Schroeder.
Yes.
17 board members for, 1 against, and 2 youth for. Motion passes.
Okay, moving on to item number 10, other resolutions and ordinances. Resolution to carry over funds to the 2022 Totoka Tech Park expansion budget and amend for additional grant revenues. I'll assume, Mr. Steve Smith, this is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Give me a second to get on the right page. Whereas Washburn County received a $811,490 grant for the purpose of expanding Totoka Tech Park as a 50% matching grant, and whereas the 2020 budget included $811,490 in expenditures, $405,745 in grant revenues, and matching revenues from timber sources within the Totokatick Park Expansion Fund. And whereas, project work was also included in the 2021 budget with certain components not completed by year end. And whereas, remaining project needs of blacktop, maintenance, building, and other needs were inadvertently omitted from the 2022 budget request. And whereas, the Forestry Department has secured additional 50% matching grant funds for the purpose of replacing the dock at the Totokatick Park boat landing. Therefore, be it resolved that the Forestry Parks and Recreation Committee requests the carryover of $114,600 and the addition of $13,800 to the 2022 Totokatick Park expansion budget. And therefore, be it further resolved that revenue account 250.55370-43588 state grant be increased by $64,200. Revenue account 250.55370-49606 timber revenues be increased by $64,200. And expenditure account 250.55370-50820 be increased by $128,400. Fiscal impact $128,400. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Finance Committee the third day of March 22. And I move for adoption by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors at this meeting. Thank you.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Michael is very good for looking for grants. Seeing no questions or comments, there is a fiscal impact. We'll start with Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Brian Vosburgh.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Keith Trembath.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
David Hessig.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Stephen Sather.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Mark Radzak.
Yes.
Bridger Klein.
Yes.
Miranda Schroeder.
Yes.
18 board members, 4, 2 youth, 4. Motion passes.
Item B, resolution approving increase in FTE for Corporation Counsel. Supervisor Wilson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the employees in the Office of Corporation Counsel are all currently part-time, and whereas the workload increase and legally mandated time frames require additional personnel resources to respond, and whereas specialized skills and knowledge do not allow work to be contracted, and whereas moving staff to full-time in the future may be considered, however, at this point it is being requested to increase the position of Corporation Counsel from 1,365 hours per year, or 26.25 hours per week, to 1,560 hours per year, to 30 hours a week. And whereas the fiscal impact has been reviewed by the finance with the recommendation that the cost come out of contingency. Therefore, be resolved that the Washburn County Board of Supervisors approve the increase in annual hours from 1,365 to 1,560 for the Corporation Counsel to be effective immediately and to be funded by contingency. Fiscal impact is $8,980.05 annually. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Personnel Committee on the third day of March 2022 And I move for adoption by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors this 15th day of March.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Mr. Sather, please.
Was this part of the budget that was to be voted on? Was it initially put in October for the final, okay, is it something totally new?
It's an increase in time, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't ask for this back in October?
No.
When they probably should have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Steve Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The $8,908.05 annually. Is that the cost for the 2022 budget, or what it would be for a whole year?
For a whole year.
For all the remaining of 2022.
So the annual?
A whole year. So we're already into March 15th.
So if it was a January to December period, it'd be higher, or it'd be that number?
No, it would be that number.
This number for the whole year.
Okay, so the actual impact on the 2022 budget is less than that, because we're already,
It's already March 15th.
It's almost one-fourth of the year.
Finance will have to come back with a resolution removing it from contingency to these accounts. But that's where the money is going to come from. So that figure will change when it comes back to the board.
So the finance committee resolution will be for an amount less than this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, that there is a fiscal impact. We'll start with Ms. Ford.
Yes. Steven Sather.
No.
Steven Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Mark Ratzak.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Brian Bosberg.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Keith Trembath.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
David Hessig.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Richard Klein.
Yes.
Miranda Schroeder.
Yes.
Okay. 17 board, 4, 1 against, 2 youth, 4, motion passes.
Okay, item C, resolution approving increase in FTE for legal assistant. Supervisor Wilson, please.
Pardon me, Mr. Chair, I scrolled a little too fast. I didn't get to the right page.
It's not like playing a slot machine.
Right. Doesn't have a handle on it. Whereas employees in the Office of the Corporation Counsel are all currently part-time, and whereas the workload increases and legally mandated timeframes require additional personnel resources to respond, and whereas specialized skills and knowledge do not allow work to be contracted, and whereas moving staff to a full-time in the future may be considered, however, at this point it is being requested to increase the position of legal secretary for the Corporation Counsel from 1,560 hours per year, or 30 hours a week, to 1,755 hours per year, 33.75 hours per week, and whereas the financial impact has been reviewed by finance with the recommendation that the cost will come from contingency, therefore it be resolved that the Washburn County Board of Supervisors approve the increase in annual hours from 1,560 hours to 1,755 hours for the legal secretary for Corporation Counsel to be effective immediately and to be funded by contingency. The fiscal impact is $6,672.40 on the annual basis, recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Personnel Committee on the 3rd day of March, and I move to approve for the Washburn County Board on the 15th day of March.
I'll second that.
Second. I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Mr. Sather.
Again, circumventing the whole process of the budget. That's why I voted no on the last one. That's why I'm going to vote no on this one.
Understood, sir.
You're setting a precedent here.
Believe it or not. Are there any other questions or comments?
Over here.
Mr. Steve Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is an effective budget amendment, correct?
Yeah.
And it requires a supermajority vote?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, the last motion had a supermajority vote. Yes, it did, it won that position. So, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Mr. Olsgaard.
I think there is interest in knowing why are we doing this at this time? That what has changed in this timeframe that requires this change in the budget?
It is allowed.
Mr. Frost, would you care to comment, please?
I think what's happened, different from the way...
Would you use your mic, please?
Yes, I can.
Should slide up.
How's that? Over the course of probably from March until October in 2021, we did see a workload increase. And my impression, having been fairly new to the office, was that the number of hours assigned to the office was probably correct, and this would work itself out over the course of the year. It continued to stay at a higher rate. I think this is largely due to the fact that the normal workload that we have, guardianships, zoning, committee work, those things continued on a fairly normal basis. But on top of that, there were added some significant litigation. One is the opioid litigation, which will bring a considerable amount of money to the Washburn County residents. And it's not that we're litigating it, but we have lawyers who are working for us, and they require constant checking in and checking what they're doing. The other part of it has been zoning has required additional work over the last year due to appeals from the zoning committee to the Board of Adjustment, and those have been significant workload increases. On top of that, we sued an individual by the name of Bernard Seidlin, and that has been dragging on now for almost 9 months, and it is a major litigation. I think that if we can have the court find him in contempt, we're going to save future victims considerable amount of money, and we might be able to move towards finding some sort of restitution for all the people that he has victimized in the past. So I think it's the additional major litigation on top of the normal work that has caused the increase in the workload over the past year. It didn't go away. After I submitted my budget, it continued on that base, and it continued into the front part of this year, and it appeared to me that it was going to continue for the remainder of this year. I think, in truth, this board is probably going to have to look for a full-time corporation counsel sometime in the next few years. It's probably one of the few counties that doesn't have full-time corporation counsel on it. It doesn't mean you have to do it in-house. There's other ways to do it, too. But the workload that is coming through the legal departments throughout the state now, I think, is on an upward climb. And I think that you'll be running behind the workload all the time unless you get full-time within the next few years.
Thank you, Mr. Frost. I think that pretty much answers your question, Bob.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, there is a fiscal impact. We'll start with Ms. Featherly.
Yes.
Mark Radzek.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Brian Bosber.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Keith Trembath.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
David Hessig.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford?
Yes.
Steven Sather?
No.
Steven Smith?
Yes.
Clint Staria?
Yes.
Jerry Smith?
Yes.
Bridger Klein?
Yes.
Miranda Schroeder?
Yes.
17 board members, four, one against, two youth, four, motion passes.
And if you look at your packet on your iPad, there was a couple of blanks that were said to be brought to the board tonight, and I think they have been passed out.
Yes.
They have, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Wilson, a resolution approving increase in FTE for Minon Senior Center cook.
Thank you, sir. Whereas currently, the Minon Senior Center site manager slash cook is scheduled to work 32.5 hours per week, or 1,690 hours annually, and whereas with the increased number of meals for congregant and home-delivered meals coupled with no longer having a part-time kitchen helper, the site manager does not have enough hours in the day to complete all the work required by the state. And whereas increasing the hours for the site manager to 37.5 hours per week, or 1,950 hours annually, is being proposed to assist in meeting the increased work requirement, and whereas the increase in wages, benefits, and funding of $2,540.87 will be covered by the savings realized through the budget differences from previously budgeted wages, and whereas the increase in hours has been approved by the Aging and Disability Services Committee, therefore be resolved that the Washburn County Board of Supervisors approve the increase in annual hours from 1,690 to 1,950 for the Minon Senior Sites Manager cook to be effective immediately. The fiscal impact is $2,540.87 covered within the existing budget. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Personnel Committee on the 15th day of March 2022, and I move for approval by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors on the 15th of March.
Second. I've got a motion and a second by Mr. Staria. Questions, comments? Mr. Gary Smith?
I abstain from voting on this since I'm related to the person that is the cook.
Understand. Any other questions or comments? There is a fiscal impact, it's not, it's going to cost us more money, but there is a change in the budget, so therefore a roll call vote is required, and we'll start with Mr. Olsgaard.
Yes.
Tim Kessler?
Yes.
Keith Chumbath?
Yes.
Hank Graver?
Yes.
David Wilson?
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn?
Yes.
David Hessig?
Yes.
Paul Johnson?
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford?
Yes.
Steven Sather?
No.
Steven Smith?
Yes.
Clint Staria?
Yes.
Linda Featherly?
Yes.
Mark Radzek?
Yes.
Sandy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Mackey?
Yes.
Brian Bosberg?
Yes.
Richard Klein?
Yes.
Miranda Schroeder?
Yes.
And we have one more to go. Resolution approving change from HHS contracted positions to employee status. Supervisor Wilson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas currently after-hours crisis workers, both by telephone and mobile workers, are contracted, and whereas due to the current rules by the IRS, Department of Workforce Development, and Department of Labor, it has been determined that the Washburn County can no longer allow this service to be completed by contracted workers, resulting in the need for them to become county employees. And whereas the positions assist in covering the mental health crisis line, which is available 24/7, 365, and whereas while calls are handled by staff during the day, it is unrealistic to have current staff cover overnight and weekend shifts, and whereas the request to shift status from contract to employee will result in an approximate increase of $3,109.17 annually due to taxes and workman's compensation costs with no other benefits, and are covered by the current budget, and whereas this has been reviewed and recommended for approval by the HHSD Board, therefore it be resolved that the Washburn County Board of Supervisors approve the status change for crisis workers from contracted to employee, to be effective on April 1st, 2022. The fiscal impact is $3,109.17 to be covered by the existing budget, recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Personnel Committee the 15th day of March, 2022, and I move to approve by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors on the 15th day of March.
Second. I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Mr. Schaefer.
When did the IRS Department of Workforce Development and Labor change these rules? Was it after we approved our budget?
I would have to say, I'm probably correct. I couldn't answer that question, Steve.
Okay. No, Mr. Wilson, or?
Mr. Johnson.
These employees, they're now our employees, so therefore, how many hours do they work? Is there hourly tied in with this? And is there a reason why, if they're going to change from a contract employee to our employee, we wouldn't post it and open it up for the public to apply for that?
I'm going to ask the head of Health and Human Services for an answer.
Yeah, so this is shift work, so we pay a flat rate for the shift. So an overnight shift is 15 and a half hours, a weekend shift is 24 hours. So it's true during the weekend. So these contracted workers, those are hard roles to fill, and they're happy to come on as county employees. We would prefer that. They're already trained, they've already been doing the work for several years. And so some of that very minimally is covered by a couple of our internal staff, and as stated, our internal staff are handling the crisis line during the day. So we are just moving these contracted people into paid employee roles. And we've been made aware that this may have been coming for a while, but came up very much recently that we needed to do it now.
Satisfied, Paul?
Yep.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
I do.
Christina, Master Young.
On the Health and Human Services Board that's in our packet, are these for the April 2022 proposed? Is that the two mental health crisis workers that are proposed at the bottom of that?
Yes. So Okay. Currently they're on kind of like a monthly schedule, so to kind of make a clean break, this will be established starting April 1st.
Okay.
Anybody else? Again, there is a fiscal impact. I know it's covered by the budget, but it does change budget lines. So we'll start with Mr. Staria, please.
Thank you. Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Mark Radzak.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Brian Bosworth.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Keith Trembath.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
David Hesig.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Stephen Sather.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Bridger Klein.
Yes.
And Miranda Schroeder.
Yes.
Okay, 18 board members for, 2-4 motion passes.
Okay, committee reports. Finance, Mr. Hesig or Mr. Steve Smith, which one?
Mr. Please. Smith.
That's a cop-out, David.
My committee report will be that it is in the mid-80s in Fountain Hills, Arizona today. Arizona, you may not realize, does not spring forward. So therefore, it's about 20 minutes to 5 in the afternoon. And I'm looking forward to coming back to Wisconsin in about 2 weeks to start shoveling snow.
We may not have any by the time you get back.
Sure that would be okay.
You sure we can't vote on whether Mr. Hesig can come back to Washburn?
That might be an option, Mr. Schaefer.
Okay, I recommend that for executive committee.
Okay, Mr. Steve Smith, finance, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. all of a sudden I can't find the finance packet in the... Here we go. That's... I have a terrible memory.
That's very reassuring, Mr. Smith.
Okay, at the finance committee meeting, the only things that were on the agenda was the Tobitech Park expansion budget resolution and a couple of the pre-approvals for the corporate council.
Okay.
The time change, or, you know, the amount of time changes. We discussed approving and approved a change in the meal per diem rates effective with the new county board session that starts April 19th. And if I remember right, we're going to either $40 or $41 per day for meals. We have a charge for breakfast. I think we changed it to $9. Lunch to $11 and dinner to $20 for $40 per day. And if they want to split that a little differently, I think we're going to allow that to happen. But check the personnel handbook because I might be wrong. We looked at our CD investments and had a discussion and decided to continue to keep the money in our checking account because the rate of return is better there. We looked at the sales tax collections, and that seems to be in line with what's been budgeted and perhaps a little higher than that. We had an ARPA funds budget update from the finance director, but I'll leave that to the ARPA committee for their report. The government center building project update from the finance director. Not all the money's been spent, but all the money that we borrowed on our bonding has been spent. But there's other funds that were dedicated to the government center, this building, the project, that are still available. And that's about it. Our next meeting is the first Thursday in March, and we have audit committee or finance audit this Thursday in the fishbowl. Thank you.
I think it should be April. Mm-hmm. First Thursday in April.
Well, did I say March?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm getting ahead of St. Patrick's.
Okay. Health and Human Services, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're always looking at positions. You saw a lot of our last month's worth of work tonight before you in the form of resolutions. Obviously, the hiring of a new director. We have some interviews Friday for a position coming up. Hopefully, we won't have to worry about positions for a while, but we'll see. People come and go all the time, which usually trips the trigger. So it's moving along. We appointed two new members at large to the HHS board, Lynn Burgess and Terry Dryden, as citizens at large to that board. And that, I believe, is on your board. We took care of that one, right? So, yeah, always busy.
Okay, information technology, Mr. Losgard.
Well, most notably, you'll see that the boardroom audiovisual setup is finally working. The cameras moved to pick up the person who's speaking on the microphone. It's taken a while, but I think it's satisfactory. We've got the bugs out. Beyond that, thanks everybody for support for the broadband expansion and various flavors of which we've recommended. It may take a while to get the cables in, but we'll eventually have broadband to a lot more people in Washburn County.
Yeah, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Chair, once again, you saw a lot of the work of the last month, since our last meeting before you tonight. We're always filling positions as required and interviewing. We actually had interviews for full-time deputy sheriff's position today, yet to be determined. So, and then we got a position on Friday we're interviewing, and potentially one next week for aging department, depending on what comes out of that conversation. So personnel is always busy. We have done some review of our policies, our last regularly scheduled meeting. So, yeah, that's what we got going on.
Okay. Ag and LCC, Mr. Kessler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not a whole lot to report on. Excuse me. Brent and I presented a five-year plan to the Wisconsin LWCB, which stands for Land and Water Conservation Board, on February 1st. And we won't really be meeting for our first meeting in this fiscal year until the 17th of this month.
Okay, Forestry, Sandy Johnson, please.
Yep, we have a meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m. over at the Forestry Building. We've been working, timber severance was paid out to all the townships. Sales are looking good for this year. They are going to be up. They were down a little bit from last year. We're looking to also to build a rest area in the Fenander area on the Casey Loop Trail System, which will be, people will like to have that rest area there, bathroom. We're replacing some equipment as needed, working on updates to the Togetech campground, and we're getting engineering information from SEH for the youth camp upgrades.
Thank you. Highway and Dam, Mr. Kessler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you can tell, it's been a very busy winter for the boys out there brushing and everything else, and snow removal. But we reviewed and updated the county's mailbox policy just recently, with some changes from DOT input and placement, and how we will replace mailboxes and size. So, which is out there for everyone to look at. Went through last month, ATV and UTV gross requests from townships and villages. We'll meet on that towards the end of this month before we present anything to the county board if there is any changes or additions to that. Been working with Cedar Corp on two STP projects. This is part of that BIL, bipartisan infrastructure legislation that's going on out there on Highway K and Highway M. Cedar Corp needs to get the projects planning ahead by 60% for presentation to the state, so we'll see if we can get approved for these. They are stepping up on it. These are shelf-ready plans that the committee and the highway department started last year, and so we have to get these completed and sped up to get them ready for that part to be eligible for 2022 budget year. And so we're working on that, or Brian is actually working on that. We're just hanging on and taking his guidance on it and going from there. Material costs are rising rapidly. Blacktop is going to be roughly, from estimates we were told, 10%. It's actually up 20%. And so all materials and equipment are astronomically going up. And so an availability. We still have one truck that was ordered last year that has not been delivered yet. And so those are things that are happening out there right now.
Thank you. Law enforcement, Mitch Ford. Oh, this is Mr. Steve Smith, a question.
Mr. Kessler, the truck that you ordered last year that hasn't been delivered yet, are they going to honor the price that they agreed to last year?
Yes, Mr. Smith. The price that was agreed to last year on that price is the one that they're going to hold to. There are townships and counties out there that ordered trucks after that time build, and they are looking at surcharges. Talking with that salesman, they're trying to work around that with the companies that he represents, but there's no guarantee. To put it easy to you that way, if you don't want to pay the price, you're not going to get the truck.
Right, because they'll sell it to somebody else for more, and that, I mean, there's a lot of these equipment companies right now that are trying to renege on the deals they made.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You're exactly correct.
The companies wouldn't do that. Anyhow, Ms. Ford, law enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Law enforcement, we met last week, I believe. We're moving right along. The law enforcement emergency management, things are moving right along. Emergency management got, you know, almost $40,000 in grants that you'll probably be hearing about later on as they come in. The tower radio system updates are moving along. Tucker is working from home, trying to get things done, even though he's out for a while. He's doing well, by the way. But things are moving a little faster, and he's hoping to have things in on time.
Thank you. Public property, Ms. Beverly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We got notice at our last meeting that there is a company that is looking preliminarily at Washburn County to build a business that would employ anywhere from 2 to 5 people. They will be back at next month's meeting with a little more definitive plan to show us. I think that's great news for the county. Hopefully we can offer them a good package here. We did open bids at our last meeting for courthouse security. That was a capital project that was kind of a holdover as things progressed here at the new building. So we'll be proceeding with that. And probably the other big one was that we had a brief meeting with the architect for a kind of a refining of the Building B plans, and then an initial meet for the annex building down in Spooner. And that's the bulk of public property. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ryder's not here. Question. Clint.
The land that Linda's talking about up by the county highway shop, can we sell that without doing it on bids where it's public property? Don't we have, when it comes time, if we want to sell that, we can't just sell, don't we have to have a public, have a chance to bid on it?
Mr. Bross.
I didn't anticipate that question, so I'll have to double check on it, but I think that question came up last year when we were looking at selling something, and I checked the statute and we don't. We can deal with it the way the board thinks is proper and equitable.
Was this another deal where the city is different than the county? I have a lot of experience with the city of Shelley, and I know any time we wanted to sell land, we had to put it out for public bids. And I was wondering if the county then is different than the city?
I haven't looked at the city statutes, but I believe the county doesn't have to.
Could you maybe double check that?
Sure.
So we know for our next property meeting where we stand on that?
Thank you. Okay, since Mr. Ryder's not here, Mr. Johnson or Mr. Gary Smith, do you want to do anything on solid waste and recycling?
No.
Okay. Going on to extension, Mr. Steve Smith.
Extension has not met yet this year, so okay. We'll probably meet after our reorganization meeting. And I might not be on that committee. It's up to you.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Ms. Ford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Veterans and Military Affairs. It's been a busy office. The LTE has settled in. Our assistant is currently on partial, she's on medical restrictions anyway. She's moved up from 2 hours a day in the office and 2 hours at home to 3 hours in the office, 1 hour at home. The good news is Joe Schmidt is officially back around the 28th of this month. So.
His department will be over?
Should be.
I don't know if I got enough fingers to cross. Thank you.
Okay.
Aging and Disability, Mr. Olsgaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've been busy. People are getting rides again, and we're actually driving them around. That's a good thing. As you heard from the resolution on more hours for my own, more and more people want to eat meals, which is a good thing, but that means more work for us. On the more policy-oriented side, we did not get the Neighborhood Investment Grant $1 million for the annex that was applied for. So we have handed the look at the annex over to the Public Property Committee and the excellent hands of Kiko and SEH to see what we can do with substantially less than $1 million to get the Spooner Senior Center in there. That's a work in progress. We learned recently that there may be a need to restructure our relationship with the regional ADRC.
That was very nice to tell us.
That's an understatement of the year, I think.
More to come on that, but that's accurate.
Okay,
sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Zoning, Ms. Ford.
Okay. We will be meeting next week. We have, I believe, two rezones and two CUPs on that. And the following week, we will be meeting to go over Chapter 62 subdivisions to get that language cleaned up so that it can come before the board next month.
Has the Transit Commission met lately?
We're not supposed to meet till next month.
Okay. Okay, moving on. Chair appointments. I do have some for the Local Emergency Planning Committee. Appointment to the committee, Marie Schrankel for Group 2. Removal from the committee, Jim DeLuc.
LeDuc.
LeDuc. From Human Services, Group 2. Mark Makala from the Stress on Lab, Group 5. And Judy Hisbeth from Group 3. And re-elected Chair Rick Colette and re-elected Vice Chair Angie Pank. Next election will be in 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve those chair appointments, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
I've got a motion and a second for approval. With that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Citizen call. One thing. April 27th, there will be the WCA district meeting in Hayward at the Holiday Inn Express from noon until 2 p.m. Citizen comments, any? Hearing none, chair comments. I've got two people I want to thank.
No. It's been my word of the evening. No. Thank you, young man. It's been 30 years.
He's got 30 years in.
This is it.
This is it?
30.
Yeah, he's 92.
I've got 34 in. That's worse yet.
I can tell you a little story on how I got here. I lost a game of dice in a bar.
That's how you get on the county board.
Thank you. Which I plan to write a book. Of the things we did before it was the thing to do. And you're all a part of it.
There you go, Keith.
Okay, with that, our next meeting.
There's a guy on the screen that's not coming back either.
Oh, Mr. Hessig, I can't shake your hand, but do you have any comments?
It's been a fun ride for the last 12 years. And I'm going to miss almost all of you. But you'll see my face at county board meetings occasionally. Only as a citizen. Thank you.
I expect the same thing will happen to we with Mr. Sather.
Oh, yes.
With that, our next meeting will be April 19th, and that is a day meeting, starting at, I believe, at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
That is the reorg meeting. With that.
I'll make a motion to audit per diems and adjourn.
I'll second it.
I've got a motion to audit the per diems and adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carried over the objection of Mr. Sather.
His last vote was a no.
Meeting adjourned at 7:06 PM.
Just for your information, the ARPA.